The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It took a long time for us to open a mic to say good morning to you today on this Friday's Eve. And I'll tell you why. I figured out that my husband, DJ Automatic, actually loves our co-host, Anthony, like a brother. Let's talk about it. Thursday's here. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
Let's get close. Yeah. I go by Anthony A.
Let me tell you why. Gather around, guys. Okay, thank you.
I'm wondering where you're going
with
this.
Hugging me. Oh, Anthony. Yeah, go hug Otto.
I'm sensitive.
Why are y'all holding hands? Anyway, let me tell you why. Automatic is ignoring Anthony A, just like he ignores me. And that means,
that's when you know I really love you.
He was looking for shoes. He hit him on a Nike app. Then he had his earbuds in, music facts. Aunt was fourth, and of course, I'm last. Yeah. Because in our family, the more you love someone, the worse you treat them.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
Automatic, my brother Automatic, is not just a dad. He's a cool dad.
He
had his earbuds in. He was ordering his shoes off of Nike Stock X, whatever that place is called.
Doesn't matter.
Cool
we
guy.
Got a show to do. He's got shoes to grab, so we have to make the people
wait. Are we here? Are we doing this?
We are.
I did everything in time.
Did you get the drop?
Yeah, I got the shoes.
Got shoes. There it is, dude. All right, that's all that matters, dude.
You better have got the shoes.
You know, if you have siblings, you know when your sibling hits you with that, huh? They don't know what the hell you just said at all, dude.
They just ignored you. Automatic hits me with the huh 5 times a day as my husband, and then I'll say, did you hear what I said? Yes, repeat what I said.
Take it as a compliment. That means you're one of the most important people in my life.
Take it as a compliment, because if he really doesn't care to hear what you say, they just go, oh, that's crazy. And then they move on.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go on and kick it off with National Trail Mix Day. Hey. Damn, bro.
Don't eat too much of that. It'll make you fat.
I kind of get why you ignored me. I come out with some hits like that.
Trail mix.
My bad, dude. Yeah, the shoes are more important, dude. All right. It is also National Eat Outside Day. If you want to go plan a picnic, today is the day to do it.
Hate eating outside.
Is this outdoor day? You got trail mix. Yeah. This is for people to hike, eat outdoor.
Not an outdoorsy guy.
You're unlocking granola.
I want my earbuds in my Nike app.
All right. Well, let's go to wrap it up on some love. It's National Matchmaker Day.
Oh, yes. Ooh. One of my favorite things to do.
Oh, dude, it is.
Dana, you are the world's worst matchmaker, and you think you're good at it.
Okay.
Name one successful relationship you've ever set up.
That's not the point.
Does she not try to set every? How many times? You don't even let her talk to women for you anymore.
She is the effort that I appreciate.
Thank
Automatic.
You, Anthony.
I'm not going to out her winning versus losing record.
I think it's been a loss the entire time.
I was going to say, you're over.
But at least I'm trying. I believe in love.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nicki Minaj's ex Safari says that if a man takes child support, he might as well put a dress on. Basically saying you are feminine if you take child support. I have a list of women, famous women, who are paying their exes child and spousal support. I'll give you that list last, but right now I just want to have a conversation. How can that make a man feminine? You're either a man or you're not.
Because you're depending on a woman to take care of you, and by nature, men are supposed to be the providers for the household and the, you know.
We want equality, don't we?
I hate to say this, but like staying inside doing the housework and stuff like that is usually a woman's job. So sometimes
I hate that you said that, because I don't know any women. They get to stay home and take care of the house.
Well, I don't either. Most of them are. So, with them being out working, let's get some men husbands in the kitchen. All right, dude. Yes, it does probably make you feminine. Yes, you have to wear a dress, but put me in a dress, dog. I don't care. I'm going to have my little podcast studio in the back of the house, and she's going to be at work doing what she do, and then she's going to come home and be my big spoon.
I just want to see Anthony in a dress doing dishes.
Yeah, just doing dishes and stuff, making sure everything's ready to come home, dude.
I'm going
to
pass on that one.
With his little cap on his head.
I have like a really nice calf to ankle ratio, so I think I would look
femininity in a man has nothing to do with getting child support or spousal support. And I think Automatic, you were off the air, you were saying, I agree. I'm sorry, but you agree. How is taking child support make you less of a man?
Well, if the man has the kids, you better give up half. And the other thing is, it's like I don't know how long now, but for a very long time, men have been supporting women. And now women are finally starting to support some men. Shout out to the men that can get it.
Dude, if we're going to get this equal pay and this change going, let's do it all the way.
It's so
dog.
Hard for me not to say. I don't know how many men have been supporting women. Supporting women.
Next thing you know, you're going to be holding the door open for me.
You know how many women are listening right now that ain't heard from a man? They got kids, and they're like, who's supporting who?
You know how many women and men are stepping up, and women are letting their men drive their car while they drop them off at work right now?
Right now. listening.
Right now.
And then they're turning the radio down like, y'all, honey.
We're not talking about them. We're talking about my situation.
Here's my concern for it, though, is, you know, when you're being taken care of like that, it goes back to like 1950s housewife rules where you got to handle if your partner steps out. If a woman's taking care of me, she's going to go out there and cheat on me, and I got to tolerate it, dog. That's my thing, dude.
Like, the only thing I'm going to do is take half of that. That's it. The only thing I'm taking is half. I'm not tolerating
it. And your dress, right? Automatic. And your dress.
No dresses for me, Dana.
All right, so Adele gave her ex-husband half of everything.
Wow.
And she had no qualms about it.
Was she cheating?
No, cheating, nothing. Neither one of them.
She did become super successful when they were together,
yes,
right?
Yes, and she says, I loved him, and he supported me. He deserves half. No argument. See how the women do it, unlike Dr. Dre? See how the ladies do it? Kelly Clarkson paid her ex $1.3 million up front, pays him $46,000 a month in child support. By the way, they share joint custody. And another $115,000 a month in spousal support, and will do so for 5 years.
He's getting $200,000 a month?
Yeah.
Shout out to her for setting the example.
Halle Berry pays her ex, Oliver Martinez, and has, for over a decade, $10,000 a month because she says that's the father of her baby girl and she wants to make sure he's good. Damn. See how the ladies do it?
That fool puts it down, dude.
He got like the A++ sugar mama.
Well, Oliver Martinez ain't so bad himself. Have you seen his photo?
Yeah, he has the definition of a magic stick.
He
that
really
is amazing.
Good looking. And then Kim Kardashian, Anthony, you might need a dress. Okay, anyway, Kim Kardashian paid Chris Humphries millions of dollars despite the fact that she had a prenup and didn't have to pay him anything. She just said, go away, little man.
She used him for publicity. The amount of money she made off that publicity.
Well, he sure liked it.
Yes.
He got a lot of publicity. Don't try to throw her under the bus. He's the one walking down the aisle and then playing bad basketball.
Well, where is he now?
Living off of her big millions of dollars, just like you said, with his dress on.
Under the bus that she owns.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A woman in Texas sued her ex-boyfriend because he threw up naughty photos of her that she had shared with him during their relationship, took it to court. You're not going to believe how much money she was awarded. That story is last. First, though, DJ Automatic, this is, in case you missed it, what'd you find?
Tennis players are mad about the smell of weed at the U.S. Open.
Oh, my gosh. Settle down. They so bougie.
So, the U.S. Open's in New York, and on Court 17, it's very close to a park, and this park is known to have smokers at it.
Oh, okay.
And so some of the players are saying it's distracting them while they are playing. But there's nothing they can do about it because weed is legal in New York. One of the players said it smells like Snoop Dogg's living room.
And how does he know what Snoop Dogg's living room smells like? I'm not the biggest fan of the smell of smoke, but I'm all about legalization, and if it's legal, it doesn't bother me. When you walk by bars, it smells like rotten alcohol.
They're in New York City. It smells like piss and rats. Weed smells way better than New York City.
Anyway, you see the television and Manhattan looks all fancy and stuff. It really does smell like urine, trash, and poo.
Good.
Does weed smell bother you, Anthony?
It doesn't bother me, but I don't know if you want to mix in burnt weed smell to all those little concoctions right there. Now it just smells like a bachelor pad.
For sure. All right, Anthony, what'd you find?
All right, from good smelling tennis courts to upset dating people, all right? Mm. Samantha Costanza went on a date with a man in San Diego, and they hit it off. They got some drinks, and he picked up the bill. And he followed up the next 2 days asking her, hey, when's the second date going to happen? Once she declined a second date, he sent her a Venmo request to split the bill for the previous date they went on.
Petty,
but it's time somebody stands up for us men. Right
stands
there, okay?
What?
This is good. This is what's
for
needed.
You're condoning this?
Yes, I am condoning this, dude.
That's trash.
Too many chicks
trash,
look at us,
Anthony.
Or too many people are opportunists when it comes to dating, and they just want to get a good meal. She just wants to get some good drinks or take an Instagram picture at her favorite little foodie spot.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you because I've been out of the dating world for a minute, but I hear a lot of these horror stories.
I am pro equal pay. Ladies,
It's all good. I agree. If he asked her out, which you established he did, he pays for the date. If she declines date two, that's on him.
Oh.
That's too bad. I'm sorry. If I ask you out, automatic, and you know this is true, I asked you out several times. We were dating before we promised ourselves for life together. And when I would ask you to accompany me, who would pay?
You would.
But, thank you very much.
But as you were putting out, though, it's different, dog. Obviously, Samantha.
And pain.
Damn, dude. That's like your wife.
A great life.
Look at it. Yeah, dude. Look at it. You paid, and look how good it worked for you.
Thanks. I'm going to switch the subject now because it's true. In case you missed it, when someone shares a not safe for work photo with you, you're together in a relationship, this is a private moment. If you break up and you decide to try to embarrass or shame them by uploading those photos to social media, sending them to their family members or whatnot, ooh, it's against the law. It's called revenge porn. Mm. This happened to a woman. She's referred to as Jane Doe in legal documents. She lived in Chicago. She broke up with her ex-boyfriend. Things got so ugly that she had to relocate to Houston, Texas, and live with her mom. He had her passwords for her Instagram and Facebook. Through that, he accessed her mother's security camera, started spying on the woman, then took all of the videos and photos that they had shared, because they were together almost 4 years, sent them to her company, sent them to her friends and family. Well, the jury in Texas has awarded her $1.2 billion.
What?
And a man's going to have to do some time. Yes!
Did you say billion?
Billion. Billion. It's the biggest revenge porn suit in the history of all revenge porn suits.
Well, first of all, can the guy cover the bill?
So I guess he's a businessman. I don't know if he can cover it, but I mean, he's going to have to pay some.
I like how the court made an example out of him. This is good for all.
I do too.
This is all good for all of humanity.
Anthony, you call these kind of photos flowers for men, but how do women trust whoever they're with if this is the kind of junk y'all are pulling? It's ridiculous.
Okay, hold on.
You don't.
Hold on.
Okay, so automatic, you say you're stupid to send the photos.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
You know, when you get the nudes, you gotta just don't be a creep, dude, because then you mess up nudes for the rest of us. And this guy messed up nudes for the rest of us going
forward.
I'm
with automatic. Don't send them at all. And I know some women would be like, I like sending them to my man. If you got a ring on it, cool, I guess. But I did that one time with you, automatic. One time. And later that day, your brother was going to use your phone. And you were like, oh, my God.
And I said, never again. Don't ever send
a photo again. Don't ever do it. Have you ever sent risque photos to your partner? Ooh. Do you trust them enough to do so? Has anyone ever threatened to expose them after a breakup? Tap in with your thoughts. We'll talk about it another day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Drake canceled the show, and I think we know why. In fact, I've got audio of Drake I'm going to play for you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous People's birthdays to set it off.
We'll start with Chris Tucker celebrating his birthday, Jeff Hardy, and Joe Budden celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so let's start off talking about Kim Kardashian. According to reports, she's extremely worried about Kanye West. He was spotted in Italy. We talked about this a few days ago, barefoot, sipping champagne. He's obviously drunk. His feet are all dirty. Then he was in a water taxi cab, his wife with her head in his lap and his bottom exposed. I just don't know if it's her place to step in with an ex. He's got a new wife.
I mean, they have four kids together.
I get it, DJ Automatic, but I've never stepped in with my ex that I share children with. I mean, it's none of my business what he's doing now. I think it's overstepping my boundary to say something publicly like that.
I feel like my opinion on this whole topic is like, I've said it a million times, but we're all sipping the Kardashian Kool-Aid here. Randomly, there's a photo of Kanye on a boat with his lady. The next day, she puts out a whole statement. I can't wait to see what happens on the next series of the Kardashians.
Yep. I don't think that has anything to do with
Kanye. I don't think this one's staged.
No, I think it's all staged. Dude, it's all staged.
I don't think Kanye would be playing stagehand for the Kardashians.
Or be the jester.
This is the best thing that's ever happened for him.
No.
It's the best thing that's ever happened for Kanye's notoriety, dog. We would not be talking about it if it wasn't for Kim saying something.
Yes, we would. We talked about him since Taylor Swift. That's way before Kim Kardashian.
No way.
Kanye might be greater than Kim. Without Kanye, Kim's not the fashion icon she is today.
Facts.
Period.
Yes, sir.
All right, now we're going to move on and talk about Justin Timberlake and Timbaland. These two worked together way back in the 90s. They're working together again and are picking songs for Monday Night Football.
I'm here for this. We can get some sexy back during Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, the league's getting softer anyway. I'll throw some Justin Timberlake on there.
I mean, it's better than the horrible country songs they put on every single year.
Are you ready for some football?
I'm not talking about that song. Dude. I'm talking about the Shania Twain.
Hey, don't come at Shania Twain.
I don't know who it was. It was one of the female country singers. And if I had to hear that song one more time, it was awful.
Well, now we get Cry Me a River. Hey, I actually love that song. All right, and then finally, Drake canceled a show in Vancouver. I believe he has lost his voice. He's doing show after show after show because he's doing smaller venues. They couldn't build the stage that he wanted, right, for stadium. So he's doing smaller venues back to back to back. Recently, he talked to some fans outside of his show. Listen, his voice is gone.
It's all right. It was loud. I lost my voice.
Oh my God. You better have it for tomorrow. You better have it for tomorrow.
I always get it back.
Those girls looked so excited to see him. Imagine, Drake pulls up on you, and they stage so composed. Nobody's jumping on him or anything.
Dude, very few things get me hornier than soft-spoken Drake. I would have, man, dude.
You and those girls.
Yes.
Anthony, they said they kept
much.
Their composure.
That was too
They were asking for hug after hug after hug.
We'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Champagne lovers, you brunchy brunch people, there's something big coming in the world of champagne. We'll talk about it in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on this Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
First hashtag, crazy story. 42-year-old Jimmy Thiden from Virginia was taken from his mother at birth in Chile and adopted out to an American family. He has been reunited with his birth mother. Let me explain something. Counterfeit adoptions in Chile were super common in the 70s and 80s. Moms were told their children had died and then were given to U.S. parents.
What?
This happened for a very long time, and the U.S. knew about it. Maria Gonzalez, his mother, who just met with him, said, "Mijo, you have no idea the oceans I've cried for you." She said she knew that he hadn't died. She knew they were lying to her, and he was reunited with the help of an organization called Nos Buscamos, which translates to "We look for each other, we're looking for each other." And it's just crazy. There are thousands of children in this country that were born in Chile that were taken from their parents.
I got two really good friends from Chile.
Automatic for real?
Yeah, Francisco and Gonzalo.
Well, we know they're from Chile, so stop. Maybe I'm like, wait a minute, are you a holder? We know they're from
parents?
Chile.
Do they have their parents?
Their mom and dad.
Yeah,
I know their
too.
Parents. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're scaring
allegedly.
Me.
I mean, yeah.
Allegedly.
I mean, no. They,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
They literally look exactly like their dad.
Okay. There well, anyway, I'm happy for this mother and son being reunited 42 years later.
Wow.
All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Fireball Whiskey has a new champagne.
Whoa. Oh, no.
Hold on.
Just when you thought you couldn't get fancy enough.
Hold up, dog.
Fireball
no.
and champagne do not belong together in the same sentence.
Well, they think they do. They're calling it Fireball Dragnum. And it's basically Fireball inside of a champagne bottle.
Fireball is like a melted cinnamon Jolly Rancher. That's what it
with
tastes
demons
like.
Inside of it, dude.
Yeah.
This this champagne's going to come with the bail money.
Jesus, this is not the champagne that you put on your table at brunch to show out with. No. You know what I'm saying?
According to the people at Fireball, they say it just makes life a little more fancy.
Okay.
Dangerous, I think so. Oh, my God. You're rolling a dice. If you're drinking Fireball before noon, you're a interesting and a person who's reckless.
And the next day, you're going to feel a certain type of way. I promise you that. All right, Anthony A., National Day.
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with National Matchmaker Day.
Hey!
So, you know, get some of that Fireball in your system.
Dana thinks she's a matchmaker.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
She's 04.
It doesn't matter. I'm trying. I believe in love, Automatic. I will never give up trying to hook my friends up.
Well, how does Anthony feel about the fact that you're always trying to hook him up with people?
It's good and bad sometimes.
<Anthony's> like,
I think it's a thoughtful gesture. And thinking of
thank
that.
Thank you, Anthony.
Speaking of that, it is Thoughtful Thursday. The last Thursday in August is known as Thoughtful Thursday.
Anthony,
so be kind.
I just met a girl I think you should talk to.
Nice, dude. All right. Let's set that up, dude.
See?
And maybe we go on an outside date because we'll wrap it up on National Eat Outside Day.
Not my favorite thing to do.
Automatic, really? I agree. Upper lip sweat starts happening. Flies. I mean, bugs.
Yeah. Dude, bro.
That's not good.
Damn,
dude.
Dog. Word to Lil Rob. On a good summer night, fool, I love having dinner outside.
With some champagne by Fireball.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about Safari. That's Nicki Minaj's ex, who claims, who alleges that men who accept child support or spousal support should just put on a dress because you are feminine. Automatic Anthony A., what does being a man mean to you? Anthony, go first. Go first.
In this situation, I'm gonna definitely say taking care of your children if you have some, regardless of financial situations, just being there to spend the sheer time with your kid is.
But what if he says, she makes it hard on me?
I mean, effort will be
where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, there's a will. Okay. As well. I don't. I mean, that now you're going above my expertise. That's above my.
you're like, I'm Chuck.
You're not in that position.
Yeah, that's above my
automatic.
Pay grade.
What makes a real man, according to you?
He keeps his word.
That's definitely something.
He respects women.
Okay, I love that. I love that.
And then the other thing would just be confidence, where he doesn't do the mansplaining thing. He does that toxic masculinity thing.
Yeah.
All those things. Just being confident in who he is as a person. And I think being confident allows you to take half from your woman.
Dude, I can't believe you said that.
If you're confident, I can't believe you said that.
And I also agree with, I also feel like being stoic, but being calm in moments of stress is also very manly in my eyes. And that will also lead to you keeping your cool in the courtroom.
It's not all that. Getting that money.
That made me blink when you said calm. Automatic, you are the least calm man I know. Calm.
I'm pretty calm. I don't know, but I'm definitely not one of those guys that like is all about power and strength
No, you're not that guy. You're not that guy at all. Well, I wanted to talk about clothing and men. You know, men wore dresses first, right?
Oh.
Men wore dresses and tights first. In fact, it was considered
and high heels.
Yeah, it was considered very masculine, and that's why women started wearing the tights and high heels. High heels were invented for war. What?
George Washington had himself a nice updo and some high heels on.
Yeah, dude. George Washington dressed like Nicki Minaj.
Or Nicki Minaj dressed like George Washington.
Yeah, there you go.
So what I'm trying to say here is that the constructs of society do not make the man. If you are a real man, you're just a real one, and no one can take that away from you, whether you wear a dress or not.
Or you take half from your woman.
Yes.
I'm starting to get worried here because you keep bringing that up automatically. Is there something going on that I don't know about?
Try me.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.